I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, health workers in New Mexico address opioid use among Native Americans, and a conference in Arizona explores AI and tribes. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Indigenous health workers are stepping up their battle against opioid addictions. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kenzie reports, tribal communities are looking for solutions to the ongoing crisis. The Phoenix, Arizona area is increasingly becoming a hub for data centers powering artificial intelligence. And as KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio reports, even tribes are beginning to tackle the trade-offs. Events were held over the weekend and continue through Monday across the country to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. In Berkeley, California, Saturday, the annual Indigenous Peoples Day powwow and Indian market was held. It included intertribal dancing, contest dancing, native foods, arts, and crafts. Organizers say this year's powwow marks 33 years of the holiday, honoring ancestors, people of today, and future generations. In Nevada earlier this year, state lawmakers passed a bill to officially recognize Indigenous Peoples Day as the second Monday in October, but the governor vetoed the measure. According to Native Voters Alliance Nevada, the Native community is still celebrating and invited elected officials, allies, and the greater Las Vegas community to kick off Indigenous Peoples Day at the Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign to honor the holiday. The event includes a ceremonial lighting, speakers, and a preview of future legislative plans. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.